This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
I'm stuck with you. Yeah, stuck with you. Oh, that's a catchy little tune. That is Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber, Stuck With You. And I guess it just got released last night. We debuted it here on Alice, and you're going to hear it every couple hours on here. All net proceeds from the sales and streams of Stuck With You are going to fund grants and scholarships for the children of first responders who've been impacted by COVID-19 in partnership with the First Responders Children's Foundation. So, cute new song from
Very
two
cool.
cute pop artists. And they're going to do some good with it, raise some money. It's pretty. It's old-fashioned sounding. Actually, I guess I'll probably talk about it in the music news. But, you know, earlier this week, we'd heard that this song was coming out. They teased it and they said, send us dance videos of yourself. And they got tons of them. And actually, a lot of celebrities did it for them, too. And so the video features that, like all these different people sort of swaying to that music. Did you hear Carole Baskin actually submitted? And apparently, although I got to say, the guy looks like her current husband. She says it's before the guy, you know, before she murdered her husband.
Mm-hmm.
What is his name? Don Lewis?
I don't remember.
Oh, Howard. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It is her current. It's her not missing husband.
Okay. What about him?
It's she and him swaying in cat outfits. To the, you know, trying to get in the video. So Justin Bieber actually tweeted the thing out like, no, you can't be in our video.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I like Bieber more today. That's
yeah,
great.
I know. It's actually kind of nice. So I don't know if you follow him on Twitter. I think it's a Twitter thing. But if you want to look at that, you know, she posted it. Yeah, I've had it. It's so they're dressed in like these long sort of cat caftans with little cat face hats on, and he's holding a kitten
on YouTube about, or I saw something in the news about some YouTubers who were able to get Carole Baskin tricked into an interview. Did you see that?
Yeah, they pretended that they were Jimmy Fallon's producers,
right.
pre-interviewing her for his show.
Mm-hmm.
And she answers all the questions, and she's, you know, except of whether or not she killed her husband, I guess.
Right.
She didn't admit to that. And it's actually, she's not even mad about it. She was like, no, it's fine, whatever, good for them.
All right.
Which I thought was kind of like, I don't know, I'd be pretty mad.
Well, but you know, mad is not a good look, so maybe being above
True.
It is the move, if you can do that.
Yeah. Well, she's great at just going, you crazy cat.
Getting had sucks, so,
yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. She got had.
For sure.
Sucks, so.
Yeah. All right, let's dive into Survivor here. Celebrity Trash brought to you by our frontline workers. All week we've been honoring nurses. A huge thank you to them. But of course, also everybody else involved here. Doctors, mm-hmm. firemen, police officers, teachers, the grocery store workers, the people who are shipping the stuff to grocery stores. You know, all those people who are out there. Well, actually, I guess the shippers don't have to deal one-on-one with people. And you know, but thanks to the people who are keeping it running.
Drivers are still out there getting the stuff to market. So
they sure are.
Thanks to everybody who worked while we hid. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. And continues to. Well, we continue to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Survivor, I will say this. The big news.
It stinks. That was not a great episode. Did you like it?
I liked it, but it's, you know, the thing that's about it is that you realize there comes a point when you realize that, and this happens to me every single time. I don't care. I don't care who wins now. I know it's going to be either Tony or Sarah.
Right.
It's just going to be. And I don't particularly love either one of them right now. I just, you know, Tony just, oh God, man. He's playing a great game. I am going to give him that. He is doing exactly what he needs to do. But I guess I weirdly always vote for the, you know, root for the underdog or root for somebody that matters to me. And nobody in there matters to me anymore. I like Sarah. She's all right, but she seems like she's a psycho bitch too. So
I would agree with you that watching last night as they went to tribal councils, I was like, everyone I like is already off.
Yes.
And when you look at the lineup quietly over there, what are they calling them? The jury or just the execution island or whatever?
Yeah, everyone who's been voted off on this show, in case you're just joining us for this, everyone who's been voted off hasn't left. They would go to this extinction island.
Oh, extinction, right.
Yeah, I wish they would actually start that a little later. I think the first 6-7 people should get them out of
there.
There's
way too many people there for sure. And right. Way too many people I like there for right. sure. And as I'm watching, this is why I said I don't think that last night's episode was that great. The people I want to watch are quietly sitting over on the side, and they only get that, you know, sprint for this one thing, and then it's over. Like, it was over in a finger snap, and I just went, oh. Mm-hmm. Boy, those people are, the numbers are big over there. How many people are on extinction?
It's got, well, what if there's 6 left there? I think, didn't they start with 20?
I don't know, but it's a lot of people.
Oh, no,
too
so
many.
There's 15 because there's 5 left, and they're going to add one of those people. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter. It's a non-starter. No one who's on extinction can win this game. And someone who has come back from extinction has won in the past. But the Sarah Tony Ben thing is exactly what Tony needed to do to get to... Tony's going to win, in my humble opinion. Mm-hmm. With Sarah as a total close possibility. But those three, because they have Denise. And Denise, who I have loved as a player... And she's made some great moves on her own, but she's not standing far enough back to see what's happening here. Like, she is a number for them. Michelle's out. Whoever comes back is out immediately. There's not enough people on the other side because it's only the only possible additional team. Because somehow Denise is not seeing this. Unless some crazy thing happens, it's just, it almost has to be that Ben, Tony and Sarah make it to the end, no matter who comes back. Because I would love to see Natalie to me is such a monster.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed with it. She was the first one voted out. And she was great her season. Obviously, she won. And I want to say she played with her twin sister, and her twin sister was the first one voted out her season. And it lit a fire under her.
I think you're right. Yeah.
So, and she just seems like such a solid, like just a beast. And just such a solid, kind, good person. And, man, she had something like 14 tokens or something at the end there that she could spend on all kinds of stuff.
She's done great, and she's also had the least amount of food of everyone, I think, because
right.
she's been out there so long.
Looks like they get a bite of rice every day.
That looked off. That looked like I would cry and maybe raise the flag right,
right?
there.
Yeah, I'm kind of a baby, too, when it comes to that stuff.
Well,
so anyway,
you just look at the odds of getting back into the game and winning the thing. And I guess for pride's sake and for the sake of staying on a TV show where I assume they're being paid some amount of money just for being pros at it. They're
right.
characters now. I would think they'd have to get, you know, some cash just for appearing. So they're,
yeah.
I get it. They're getting paid. There's a reason to be there. But still,
I know.
Yeesh.
Well, listen, so the episode, you know, has its highs and lows, as they all do, and the producers do the best job that they possibly can, you know, trying to give you something to wonder about whether or not who's going to go home. But I think the big news that I saw this morning is Jeff Probst on Instagram saying season 41 is happening. Now, what he's not saying is when it's happening.
Oh. Okay.
So, but he is saying, look, CBS renewed us. Season 41 is a go. And it's I'm happy to say someday probably not September, unless they already have it in the can, which I guess is possible. I'm like, mm-hmm. so just in my head, in my heart of hearts, I'm hoping, because I just love the show. But
I think that you have to realize, and that's one of the things watching the NFL function, is if we're doing this, it is sort of how they make their money, the same way our company said, you're gathering stuff, you're leaving, and you're going to do your show from home, because they know that this is how they need to stay in business.
Right.
I think that for CBS, they know they have to have content come the fall. They know that. They're not new to TV. So
nope.
I'm assuming they've got it in the can. And if not, they're definitely working with lawyers and people to figure out how they can quickly get one made.
Right. And that's the thing. It takes plenty of time, I'm sure, outside the 39 days. But that's, you know, there's plenty of 39-day windows between now and September. It comes down to people being safe, people being quarantined, and people being allowed to do it. I mean, Fiji might even be like, no, you're not doing it. You can't come back, and you're not going to do it here. Here's a little excerpt from an interview that every week Entertainment Weekly sits down with Jeff Probst, and basically they ask him, you know, what's going to happen with this finale. And he doesn't really talk much about how they're going to do the reunion part of the program, because usually it's 2 hours of the final two hours of the show, and then a 1 hour reunion special. But he's saying here, here's a quote from Jeff: "What I can tell you is our finale is damn near 3 hours in length. It's the longest finale we've ever had, and it's packed with fantastic story. There's so much happening, we could not make it any shorter." Well, you could have, but it's going to be easier to do the votes in a short segment at the end. There's drama, there's emotion, there's surprise, and then we will read the votes and crown a champion to Survivor Winners at War. I'm pumped for fans to see the finale. I think it'll be a satisfying conclusion to an epic season. So,
all right.
Yeah, I don't know what else. And normally, in the finale, in the reunion show, they'll show you a preview of the upcoming Survivor. So I guess that's when we'll find out if they've got one in the can or not. Because a lot of times, while this one is airing, they're off. They're busy in Fiji
right.
filming another one. So I don't know if they had time to get that done. Like, when did this start airing? In February? And maybe if they were all there and everyone was healthy, they continued to film it? I don't know.
Yeah, I can't comment.
And I want to say to Maria, I read and like your email every week. Let me see if there was anything in particular that she... Maria from Napa, she just loves the show. You know, I can tell she sits and writes this email as she's watching the show, because she'll, you know, she's given props to Michelle for calling out Nick after he, you know, let Jeremy go. Remember that at the, mm-hmm. at the thing? Because she called their position exactly.
Right.
We're on the bottom. We're the next ones to go. I don't know why you would have ever done that. And Maria points that out here. So there you go. There's your early trash. There's your Survivor talk. I hope it was enough for you. Text us. Do your bitching on text. 800-400-3697. Mm-hmm. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I'll lead with news out of Georgia, and then we'll do your mom.
Oh, hot.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.